the world feels overwhelming, doesn't it, baby boy? Becoming an adult, living on your own, making all your own choices in this world of chaos and pandemonium. All of those things are tough. They're all stressors that we don't always know how to handle. Not knowing what to do, well, today you're going to lay your head down on your bed and let out that cry you've been holding in. That is until you hear a voice, one you've never heard before, but it's strangely familiar to you, baby boy. Excuse me. Why are you crying? It was me. I said that. Over here? Over here? No, silly. Over here. Look down. Hello. Whoa, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare you. What do you mean? Well, it's me, remember? Your plushie? Yes. We used to do everything. I'm alive because of you, silly boy. Oh, did you really forget? Well, it happened a long time ago, on your 5th birthday. Your birthday wish was for me to come to life so I could help you when you needed comfort. And that's what I'm doing. Trying to do, at least. Well, to be honest, I never felt like I had to come to life until now. You used to come to me when you were sad, afraid, angry, or when you felt, I don't know, any other big emotions. You did the work for me, so I just listened. But I suppose that now that you're bigger, that you're a man, you lost sight of that over time, Yeah, it's okay. I'd love to keep talking to you, but it's a little hard to see from down here. Can you please put me up on the bed with you? Whee! Thank you. Oh, my. Well, it's crazy how big you've gotten. I remember when we were almost the same size. And now you can fling me around with just one hand. So now I'm here. Do you want to use your big boy words and talk to me? I can ask questions. Let's start with, why are you so sad? What's going on? Oh, it's sweet of you to worry, but you can tell me. I'm your friend, remember? I keep the best secrets. And best friends can always rely on each other for support. Here, would you like to take a hold of my hand? Would that help? Well, here you go then. All nice and safe. No rush. My job is to listen. Just take your time. It's all right. Oh, I see. That sounds really hard. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. No wonder you're so upset. Yeah, I can only imagine how hard that must be for you. Growing up, getting older, I don't think that's ever easy. Of course I know. Well, I watched you grow up right in front of my eyes, remember? From the time you were a teeny tiny baby all the way up until now. A lot has changed since then, hasn't it? You've found new passions and new hobbies, left old ones, had many friends come and go, and you matured a lot. I have a perfect memory. I can very clearly remember you throwing a rather violent tantrum over Cookiegate. But look at you now. So big, so grown up. And I venture to guess much better behaved. Yes. There have been a lot of good times in your life, and some really rough ones too. I've seen you at your lowest, and I've seen you at your brightest, and you glow. I know you. Please don't doubt that I know you and that I care about you, all right? Don't say I'm just a plushie. You gave me life. I can understand that feeling. Growing up, it's a big process. No pun intended. Yeah. Things can be scary. It's okay to be afraid. Learning about the world, figuring out how to navigate it all. It seems like it would be easy to be overwhelmed by all of those things. But you're also brave. Without fear, you can't be brave. And I've seen you move past your fear. No tricking me. Of course I understand. I've grown up too, you know. Maybe I haven't gotten any taller like you have. No more muscles than I had when you were a baby, but I still changed over the years. For example, like my stitches. There were some times where we played a little too rough, or an accident happened, and maybe I got a tear in my fabric. So we worked together, and I got stitched up, right? Or how about my eyes? My eyes were a little different when we met each other. I even got restuffed over the years. Do you remember that? Maybe you don't. But I know what it is like to change, to evolve. You don't need to be sorry. Getting older, gaining a few bumps and bruises along the way is normal. It's part of being alive. But it's also, it's normal to change in good ways too, like my new stuffing. I got to be super fluffy all over again because I had to change. You can squeeze me if you want. You're so big and strong. Sometimes it's scary to grow up. It's scary to change because we don't know what's coming up next. But change, that's life, I suppose. I know it's not easy, but if we learn to accept that change can be good and that nothing lasts forever, it will help us appreciate the moments as they pass by. Oh, not everything has changed. There are always simple consistencies that we can fall back on when it feels like the world is moving too fast. Well, you still have me. That never changed. Even though I'm fluffier than I was before, it's still me. Or how about pizza? Or how about your favorite food? You've always loved that. And watching small animals in the park, the squirrels, the rabbits, you've always loved watching them scurry around. Yeah, so full of life, like you, even when you can't see it. You're a wonder to watch scurry around. You're right. These are small things. But something being small doesn't mean it's bad or worthless. Well, think about, ooh, truffles. They're small, but anybody who's anybody loves truffles, right? Hey, can you look at me for a moment? Right in my eyes. I know you're not good at taking compliments, but I want you to listen and let this in. I know I'm just your stuffy, but I'm proud of you. Let it in. I'm proud of you. I'm so proud of the person you've become, the beautiful man before me. I know you're scared about the future, and there might have been some choices you made in the past that you'll regret, but you made them, and that's better than making no choice at all. And no matter what, I will be here. Oh, hush. Look at me. The one you gave life to. You have grown up to be such an amazing person. I am so happy that I got to watch it all happen. Front row seat. Snuggle bug. There. When you snore and when you wake up, when you're sick and when you run. Watching you grow up, watching you change, it's been a privilege. Even if your parents missed some of it, I was here. And I wouldn't trade that for the world. Oh, ye of little faith, of course I mean it. You've done so many things in your life. To you, they may feel little, but they matter. Not everyone notices them. That's not the point. To be kind should be who you are. I notice, though. I see you. All the small things you've done to help people, to leave a smile as you walk away. I've watched them happen. You used to tell me about them. I see the effort that you put into the world to make it just a little bit better, and I am proud of you for it. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to think about this. You've survived 100% of your worst days so far. And that's not an easy thing to do. You have worked so hard to get where you are today. And when you were a child, where you are today might have seemed impossible. I want you to be proud of yourself for how far you have come. Don't go acting so mean to yourself, okay? I'll go Five Nights at Freddy's if you're not careful. You just remember that. I could be scary. If you ever feel bad because of a mistake you've made or a future you're unsure of, remember this. I love you, and I am proud to be your plushie. To me, that's all that matters. I'm proud of my human, no matter what. Well, are you crying again? Oh, why do you feel guilty? Oh, hey, you don't have to feel bad. It's okay. You forgot about me for a while. When boys grow up, they start to leave parts of their childhood behind. Sometimes we are simply on a different path in life, and that's normal. It's something I learned to accept. Yes, but I promise I still love you. No matter what happens, no matter what you do or who you're with, I will always love you. Let it sink in. Take that love and practice it on yourself. So, Do you want to cuddle? Like old times? That's right. Feels good, doesn't it? Snuggling. Keeping you safe from all the scary things in the world. Not just the monsters under the bed anymore. It's not just my job, it's my pleasure. Oh, shush. I'm all right. I'm here now. The best plushy friend is here for you, and that will never change, I promise. I love you so, so much. I'm proud of the person you've become now and forever. When your brain starts to be a bully, I want you to ask yourself if I would say that to you. And if I wouldn't, maybe you shouldn't say it to yourself. No bully, my human. No bully. Say, would you like to take a nap with me? Well, I think you need one after the rough day you've had. Oh, let me be bossy. That's it. Just cuddle up. You've got me. I won't let any nightmares from under the bed get you. Well, how about I sing you a song? Is that okay? Well, I had a specific song in mind. It's one we used to sing at bedtime when we were little. Close your eyes. Squeeze me tight. And listen to my voice. Good night, baby boy, my best friend. I love you. Hush, little baby, don't say a word. Plushie's gonna buy you a mockingbird. And if that mockingbird don't sing, Plushie's gonna buy you a diamond ring. If that diamond ring turns brass, Plushie's gonna buy you a looking glass. And if that looking glass gets broke, Plushie's gonna buy you a billy goat. And if that billy goat won't pull, Plushie's gonna buy you a cart and bull. If that cart and bull turns o'er, Plushie's gonna buy you a dog named Rover. And if that dog named Rover won't bark, Plushie's gonna buy you a horse and cart. And if that horse and cart fall down, you'll still be the sweetest little baby in town. Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh, why can't I? Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly. Birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh, why can't I? If happy. did little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow? Why, oh, why can't I? Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream.